Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
4-1 the final. Columbus defeating the Buffalo Sabres to give the Sabres their first defeat in this preseason. As we welcome you here to the postgame show, Brian Colziel with you along the Buffalo Sabres radio network. Thanks for being with us. Well, a poor first period for the Sabres ultimately did them in. Columbus scored twice. The game winner came there. Buffalo did get one on the board early second period from Chase Prisky, but then two more in the third period for the Blue Jackets, and they go on to win it by a 4-1 final. We will have Paul Hamilton with at least a player or two we're expecting in the locker room with some post-game reaction. And also we're hoping to have Don Granato's post-game comments as well here as we break down and put a wrap on preseason game number 3. Halfway through the preseason schedule, coming up next for the Sabres, a meeting with the Pittsburgh Penguins on Saturday at KeyBank Center. That is a 1 p.m. puck drop if you're looking to go and check out the Sabres there. All right, while we wait for Paul, let's get some highlights in from this one. And the story of the night for me coming in was a chance to see Sabres' new goaltender, Eric Comrie. So that was, to me, what I was looking for early on. And boy, early on, Eric Comrie was tested very well, especially early on, as he makes a couple of big saves, including this one right here, which is our save of the game.
Carry it back towards the blue line. Now a breakaway chance for the Blue Jackets. Comrie with a big save and the rebound. He gets a pad in front of and he covers it up as Meyer went in all alone on a nice feed pass up ice.
That was one of three breakaways in that period. Couple of other odd man rushes. Comrie very busy facing 13 shots in the opening stanza. That one, the save of the game, it's brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. New inventory is arriving daily. All right, so Comrie keeping Columbus off the board there, but eventually they break through with two goals in the first period. At 8:47, Emil Bergstrom gets a goal to put Columbus on the board 1-0. A real nice pass to set up Bergstrom for that one. No chance for Eric Comrie. And then just a little under 5 minutes later, Kirill Marchenko getting a goal on the power play for Columbus at 13:29 on a real bullet shot that went high upper corner over Comrie's shoulder. That made it 2-0, Blue Jackets. That was the score after 20 minutes. Into the second we go, and Buffalo finally getting on the board. Their lone tally of the night as Jack Quinn sets up Chase Prisky.
Sabres win the draw. Here's a chance. Scores! Pinching in Chase Prisky down the right side to the bottom of the circle. And he puts that one past Daniil Tarasov. And despite everything, the Sabres just down a goal, now trailing 2-1.
Chase Prisky set up there from Jack Quinn at 3:49 of period two. Quinn made the pass from behind the net, and Prisky charging in from the blue line area, able to put it home for a shot just inside the post. That cut the Columbus lead from 2-0 to 2-1, and that was the score after two periods of play. Into the third, more Blue Jacket goals at 7:58. Jacob Voracek, that's a name that you recognize. He, of course, will be a part of the regular lineup for the Blue Jackets. He goes 5-hole on a partial breakaway just after Anders Bjork had missed an opportunity to tie things up on his own breakaway right before that. So that was a big swing, a chance for Bjork to tie the game at two. Instead, it comes back very shortly afterwards with a Voracek goal on a breakaway to give Columbus a 3-1 lead. And then in the closing minutes at 16:36, Carson Meyer shorthanded while Buffalo was on the power play adds to the Columbus total to make it 4-1. And that ends up being your final. Blue Jackets 4, Sabres 1. All right, let's give you some stats. The shots overall in this one for the Sabres, 23, 2 in the first, 9 in the second, 12 in the third. For Columbus, a total of 31, 13 in the first, 8 in the second, and 10 in the third. Power plays. Columbus only had one opportunity, 0 for 1. Sabres giving themselves four opportunities. I'm sorry, Columbus did have one chance that they scored on the power play, 1 for 1. The Sabres had four power play opportunities, 0 for 4, including giving up a shorthanded goal. Face-off percentages, dead even, 50% each. The hits in favor of the Blue Jackets, 23-10. Your final stats brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet. They are with you for the extra mile. Well, for the Sabres, there's only one goal tonight. It came courtesy of Chase Pritzky. And it was a nice setup from Jack Quinn. We'll make that our play of the game tonight. Brought to you by NOCO, delivering comfort to homes and businesses since 1933. So Eric Comrie, to me, as I said, that was the story for me coming in to watch. Very busy in the first period. Paul had said, look, that game could have been 4 or 5 goals after the first period. So I thought he played pretty well. Also, this lineup for the Sabres, and this is no shot at any of the players in the lineup tonight. It was just a weaker lineup in terms of NHL players versus non-NHLers, much more of the AHL and junior players in tonight. So I think, you know, Eric Comrie obviously maybe didn't have any of the top 5 or 6 defensemen in there tonight. You know, depending on who you want to put as 5 or 6, at the very least, for sure, all the top 4, Dahlin and Power and Samuelson and Joki Haru, not in the lineup as well. So you definitely the defensive core a little weaker in front of Comrie tonight. But I thought he played well. I thought the score could have been much more one-sided. Columbus had numerous breakaways and odd man rushes. And in the game, he ends up facing 31 shots. So Eric Comrie tonight, he's our electric player of the game. Brought to you by Town BMW for an electrifying performance. Be sure to check out Town BMW's lineup of EVs. All right, so Pittsburgh is up next on Saturday. Next week, the Sabres will have 2 more preseason games to close out the exhibition schedule. Another home game, back-to-back home games, Carolina on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then a week from tomorrow, Buffalo closes out the preseason schedule on the road in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. So Pittsburgh, Carolina, Pittsburgh, home, road. That's how the preseason remaining schedule goes. And then on Thursday, the 13th of October, they all count for real in the standings. The Ottawa Senators will be in town for a 7 o'clock puck drop opening night. Always good to have at home at KeyBank Center. We'll be, of course, carrying it for you live all 82 games right here on the Sabres Radio Network. For all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you Saturday at 1 with the Sabres and the Penguins. And for all of you on our flagship on WGR in Buffalo, stay with us. We'll have Paul Hamilton's locker room report as he speaks with the players when we return. Columbus wins it 4-1. Sabres drop to 2-1 in the preseason. I'm Brian Kulziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Sabres fall to Columbus 4-1. Don Granato speaking live with the media. Let's go to Columbus.
Young guys, lots of young guys in the game. It was a little bit of a barrage early that they had to adapt to and adjust. I thought they did a great job adjusting, adapting, especially after the first period. You know, you come in, you take a breather. We could look at a couple clips short, and I thought they adjusted very well and played a much, much better game as it went.
What went into that adjustment in the second period?
I think they just had to find a little bit of calm. We did have a couple guys that rode a bus today, but you know, it's a new experience for a lot of guys, or a lot of guys with limited experience. And you know, I think it was overwhelming initially, but they found a way to work together to solve some of the pressure that was put at them. And we saw lots of skill actually after that out of lots of young players.
In a game like that where it is chaotic, is it nice having some more experienced defense with those two top pairs in particular, Bryson with Fitzgerald, and you had Clegg with Prisky? Those guys have played a lot of hockey.
Yeah, I thought, you know, those four have played, you know, not a ton of NHL games, but they're a little older and they have more NHL experience than obviously the young kids that we just drafted. And I thought they were fine. They were good. They were a little rattled the first 10 minutes, but they were the group that made the biggest adjustment to then get us to a more, you know, offensive game. We didn't have many shots because we spent a lot of time in our own zone, as Paul referenced. Comrie was good early, but then that changed quite a bit. You know, they outscored us late, but I don't think they outchanced us late. And it was good to see our young guys show a lot of skill and play with a lot of confidence as it went.
Was a lot of that in the second period because you were using your speed to take the play to them? It seemed like you guys were a lot faster.
We absolutely were, but that was only a result of us being able to solve that pressure. Mm-hmm. Once we did, you could see a lot more skill and a lot more speed, and you couldn't see any of that because we were dealing with the pressure in the first.
Chase Prisky gets the goal tonight. What have you seen from him at the camp so far?
You know, he plays the style we want to play, assertive, aggressive, very well, and I think he's getting better every day. So it's exciting to have him with us.
With Game 4 on Saturday, do you start to evaluate these games differently as you move further into the preseason schedule?
Absolutely. You know, moving the first three games, we obviously have a lot of young guys that we put in the lineup. You know, I thought the guys that played their second game tonight actually looked better. They felt better. I think they would tell you that. And, you know, once the first, you know, week or so, you're just putting guys in situations to get them through that phase. And then, as I've mentioned many times, we're going to demand a hell of a lot more as we move forward. And I say that not just me. I think everybody, you know, collectively will demand more of the situation as they feel better on their skates.
In the last 40 minutes, Jack Quinn kind of showed a lot of creativity in his offense and everything. What kind of got him rolling, do you think, and, you know, got him, as I said, showing that kind of creativity offensively?
You know, it's just a second game, Paul. I think it's just that simple. You could think of a lot of different things, but, you know, you don't feel good, you know, after a summer until you get into combat and battle. And, you know, he fought through in Washington and didn't quite look like himself. There were glimpses, and obviously the glimpses tonight were a lot more, especially, again, after that first period. You could see lots and lots of significant plays. Obviously, he set up the goal that was very impressive to Prisky, you know, he's getting to his game.
Okay, there is Sabres head coach Don Granato after tonight's preseason game in Columbus, in which the Sabres fell by a score of 4-1. No injuries there that Don Granato let us know about, so that is good news. The injury report brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. 4-1 Columbus. Let's get reaction from the room as Paul Hamilton met up with Sabre new goaltender Eric Comrie.
Maybe your first five chances were grade A chances. It got you right into the game, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of good shots early. Just but weathering the storm, you know they're going to come out hard and fast. And for myself, I just trying to weather the storm as long as I could.
As a goalie, what's that first preseason game like?
It's just getting your feet underneath you again, getting used to the pace, getting used to everything. And I know for myself, every year it takes me like one or two games to get into it. And it was good to get back out there and a lot of fun to play that game.
Did you have a few nerves considering it was your first game in with Buffalo?
100%. I mean, anytime I'm going to be honest, I have nerves every game. I have nerves because I love the game and I want to be good every single game. So, but especially you want to make a good first impression in your first game with a new team. And it was a lot of fun. These guys battled really hard tonight and they deserve better. I thought they worked really hard tonight.
Yeah, there was a difference between the first and the second. It looked like you guys got a lot faster and were able to create some chances where in the first where maybe it didn't seem like they were right with it right away.
No, for sure. I think we got the bus legs out of us after the long bus ride. And just for ourselves, just getting our feet underneath us. I thought we played really good from the first period, after the first period and on. We played a good second, a good third, and I thought we played really well. I mean, pushed in the third to try and get some chances, and they scored on two breakaways, and you know, it was what it was.
These early preseason games can be pretty chaotic. As a goalie, how do you evaluate a game like this? You know, how did you evaluate it?
Same way you evaluate any game, I think. You just got to look at where your fundamentals are right. Was your positioning good? Were you moving well? Were you seeing pucks? And that's what I'm going to look after. We go probably watch some video with Bales and go from there, see how it is.
Did the second goal hit a defenseman's stick? It looked to me like it might have.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. I think he just one of those preseason shots where I last one went tick, 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 and you get used to, sometimes you get used to overplaying something in summer and just about getting used to playing the game again and getting back out there.
How many games would you like to get in the preseason to get yourself ready for a season?
It doesn't matter to me. I'll do whatever the coach tells me to do. It's my job to be ready whenever I'm called upon, and that's what I'll be doing.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Eric Comrie in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, there's new goaltender Eric Comrie. He and I think Craig Anderson will be the two goalies in Buffalo. I think Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen will start the year in Rochester. But you know, we were talking with Marty Baron last night at KeyBank Center in the intermission. He thinks that Luukkonen will get games in Buffalo. He says he's going to get a lot of games between Rochester and Buffalo, but he thinks Luukkonen will play double-digit games in Buffalo this year, planned call-ups to get him NHL action. He said Craig Anderson could play, you know, in the 20s to maybe 30 games, and then all the rest would be for Eric Comrie. All right, let's hear from one of the forwards now. Linus Weisbeck played last night and tonight, so two in a row for him with that travel in between. Let's hear from Weisbeck now with Paul Hamilton.
I thought despite the travel and everything you had to go through, you played two games in two nights. I thought you had some jump. You had some pretty good chances yourself, had some pretty good opportunities that game. How'd you feel out there?
Yeah, like you said, obviously it was a quick turnaround, but, you know, that's how it is in hockey, and you just got to get ready for the season. So, you know, I thought it was an okay game, but definitely, you know, not happy with the loss. But I think we can, you know, build from this for sure.
Second period, looks like you guys use your speed to create some chances. As you looked at it, what was the biggest difference between the first and second periods?
I think we calmed down a little bit as a group. I think our line kind of took a step back and kind of slowed the game down a little bit and you know, used our skill and our poise with the puck to make some plays. And I thought we had, you know, we created some good chances in the second, but unfortunately we couldn't score. But, you know, as long as you create those chances, I think it's going to go in at some point.
Is that one of those things at the first period where you guys kind of self-correct, or does the coach come in and get, you know, say things? Or what was it at the first that kind of got you guys rolling?
Yeah, I think we talked as a group, and then obviously Donnie came with some key points from their team and what their tendencies was after the first, and we kind of corrected ourselves after that. And, you know, we got a lot better in the second for sure.
How have you felt your preseason and training camp have gone so far?
I feel really good. I think, you know, like you said, it's preseason, but you still want to, you know, get in shape as fast as you can and kind of, you know, get ready for the actual season. So I think that's been my goal, just to push for that. And I think it's been fun and good so far.
With the season you had last year in the minors and now coming in with a pretty good camp, do you think you're showing that, hey, you can be counted on if they're going to need you throughout the season up here?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's my goal. And, you know, that's been, I guess, my message. It's just, you know, I want to prove that I can be a guy that they can lean on and count on if they need help in any position, in any play or any game. So I hope, you know, they've seen that so far. And I'm just going to continue to push for that.
Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Linus Weisbeck on the pregame. Or on the postgame, rather, Brian. Back to you.
All right. Yes, game is over. Postgame. Thank you, Paul. Good interviews there with Eric Comrie and Linus Weisbeck. 4-1 Columbus. Sabres will next play Saturday at home against Pittsburgh. But before we say goodnight, we're going to go back live to Columbus now, get a couple of final thoughts in from Paul Hamilton. And Paul, thanks for joining us. Let's start with Eric Comrie. A busy night for him, faces over 30 shots. Ultimately, what did you think of his first performance in a Sabre uniform?
Loved him in the first period. I mean, what would you say? 5-6 glorious scoring opportunities to start with, and he's up to the task, and, you know, breakaways, two-on-ones, the whole thing. And he made some great saves and really made it so the Sabres could come back in the second period and make it a hockey game. And, they had some travel problems. You could tell they had dead legs to start, but they made some corrections. They kicked it in. And the thing that impressed me is they used their speed in the second period. We talked about that in the second period. And really, I thought, use that speed to create some good scoring chances. And actually, I thought, take the play to the Blue Jackets with that speed. So, you know, it didn't work out in the third period. They were trying to get that tying goal and gave up a couple of outnumbers, and it wound up in their net, and they kind of got it going away. But overall, I just thought that, you know, that second period was a good comeback period for them and something they can learn from as they move forward.
Paul, you asked Don Granato about Jack Quinn. He had the nice pass to set up Prisky for the goal. Is there any way that Quinn is not starting the season in the NHL, in your mind?
I wouldn't say anyway, but I really thought he was Buffalo's best player. And you heard Don talk about it. You know, he kind of had to ramp up. You got to remember, when you have your first game in 5 months, that's what he had in Washington. Wasn't a good first period for him or anybody else other than the goaltender. And then in the second period, I thought he really turned it on and was very creative in what he was doing, I thought. You know, created some good chances. Missed on that one timer on the power play. Well, you're not going to see that very often. Paterka had a wide open play in one circle and missed it. And then Quinn had a wide open play in the other circle and missed it. And that's what you're going for on the power play. They got two great – I mean, you get two great A scoring opportunities like that from those two, you're going to score more than you're not. And, again, you're in the beginning of the year. They don't quite have their shot down or whatever. But I was very impressed with Jack Quinn in the last two periods. It just struck me that the creativity that he had to be able to set up goals, and he didn't score any goals. But again, if you're going to say who was Buffalo's best player, other than the goaltender, I thought it was definitely Jack Quinn.
Paul, last thing for you here. The Sabres now playing on Saturday. That's their next game. Do you know of timelines, or do we expect some roster movements like before Saturday's game, or what do you foresee next on the schedule in terms of breaking down this final roster?
I think so, and the reason why I say that is because I look at it that, Don Granato said he probably won't start setting lines till like October 1st. Well, we're rolling right into October 1st there, so if it's not before that game, I think it would be right after.
Okay. Paul, great job tonight. Thank you as always. Have a safe trip back, and I'll see you Saturday at KeyBank Center.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton live in Columbus, where the Blue Jackets beat the Sabres 4-1, Buffalo having their first loss of the exhibition schedule. So now 2-1 overall, three games left. The first of those three, Saturday, 1 o'clock against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'll be with you for pregame at noon from the press box in downtown Buffalo. And with that, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We're going to put a wrap on our Sabres postgame show. Big thanks to our network producer, TJ Luckman, in our Amherst studios. Thank you, TJ. Paul Hamilton, of course, our reporter out in Columbus. Our pregame show host, Shopin the Bulldog. Our engineer, Tom Matty. And our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Colziel. Again, the final, Columbus 4, Buffalo 1. We'll talk to you Saturday from downtown with the Sabres and the Penguins. Preseason continues then, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.